I got it. I mean, I don't like need special help. I kind of do actually need special help. All right. So I actually have I have a chapbook forthcoming from Agape Editions, which is a subsidiary of Sundress Publications, and is titled "Some Other Stupid Fruit." And I'm going to start with a couple poems from that. It's about being a mean girl. All right. This is football season. I am a princess, big city girl, face crowded with sunlight and smog. This steel skyline knows me for a toothache, and I have straddled its rivers all three at once, while you dress your son with the name of their most infamous rapist. Woman, how can you worship that muscle, that stink of alcohol sweat, that skull-cracked mouth? Our sons, if any, should be the ones who understand no. In case you didn't hate me enough already, I want implants. I want Botox tips from my mother. I want to zap the spider veins right out of my long, pretty legs. I want to wear wick lipstick, wax my eyebrows, wax my pussy, wax my stubborn upper lip. I want to wear designer dresses, designer shoes. I want to burn every pair of jorts I ever owned. I want to submit and submit and submit. The last time a man on the street told me I was beautiful, I said thank you. There is really no such thing as winning. Every lover you will ever have takes a plaster cast of your face, paints a mask of you. We're all in somebody's closet, disembodied, kabukied, nasal voice just waiting to come out. We design sets and are designed for them. We burn theaters down in each city we open our legs. Salt the earth. Curse the ground. Summon ghosts to your high school boyfriend's childhood bedroom. You will never win this land war. Run and fuck and run and fuck and call it making love. But I know you and I know me, and neither of us is Russia, you cunt. All right, and the rest of these poems are from a project I'm working on called Welcome to Cannibal Island. Just going to read them all in a row. Sometimes the cannibals lie. They tell the non-cannibals who live on Cannibal Island that all other islands are full of James Francos. In reality, there is only one James Franco, and he has a summer home on Cannibal Island. They tell the non-cannibals who live on Cannibal Island that they are trying to change Cannibal Island from the inside. They tell the non-cannibals that they are very concerned about the high numbers of straight white male cannibals on Cannibal Island. They open their mouths. It's all teeth, 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 teeth. No, we're not reading that one. That's stupid. Cannibal Island tourism. Cannibal Island is home to some very popular tourist destinations. For example, they have the largest field of unmarked graves in the world. Cannibal Island also has some great coffee shop / bar combos, because if there are two things that cannibals love, other than the taste of human flesh, it's caffeine and liquor. Cannibal Island also has some very delightfully lax open container laws. So you may sip bourbon from a to-go cup as you stroll through the field of unmarked graves. The Cannibal Island Tourism Board would like to assure you that doing so will make you look remarkably cool / disaffected on Instagram. And we all know that that is what is really important here. Cannibal Island Exodus. Sometimes non-cannibals leave Cannibal Island. The ones who have left call it leaving Cannibal Island. The ones who stay call it losing your position on Cannibal Island. The cannibals, they do not call it anything. They know the empty houses with their porch swings and thermo twin windows will not stay that way for long. there's always someone new, eager to fill them. Missing persons ads on Cannibal Island. Do not exist. Sometimes when someone goes missing, there is a brief uproar on social media. A few people unlike the official Cannibal Island Facebook page. Someone tweets with hashtag missing on Cannibal Island, hashtag cannibals, hashtag island. Everyone is kind of sad slash outraged for about 2 days. But eventually, it is Tuesday again. And that means that the cannibals are going door to door with delicious vegan cakes, and everybody loves cake, Kelly Andrews. So it's okay. And no one really needs a missing persons ad on Cannibal Island anyway. Cannibal Island would be beautiful were it not for all these cannibals. Imagine the sun, but it is a heart. And the top of the heart has been cut away. The heart is still beating, and blood pumps out in bursts. The other half of the heart is in the mouth of a man. His mouth is so large that he could swallow the whole heart, but he has only taken half into his mouth. He bites down, and the half of a heart in his mouth bends and molds in his jaws, and he might be drowning in the blood now, or he might be pulling a black veil over his own face. But either way, he is gone. Cannibal Island superlatives. Once a year, the cannibals of Cannibal Island get together and create awards and best of lists to honor the cannibals who cannibal the best on Cannibal Island. The cannibals who receive these awards and appear on these lists are very proud. The cannibals who do not are sad for a while, less than a month, but generally more than 3 days, but remind themselves how happy they are simply to have been given the chance this year to do the important work of cannibals. And then they cheer up. Some of the non-cannibals create lists too. Their lists include both cannibals and non-cannibals alike. The cannibals find this to be very cute and will sometimes share these non-cannibal originating lists on the official Cannibal Island Facebook page. One more. Cannibal Island dream sequence. Sometimes a cannibal wakes up to find they are a non-cannibal who nodded off at their desk. The non-cannibal wakes up to find they are a cannibal who went to bed with high blood pressure and a CPAP machine. The cannibal with high blood pressure and a CPAP wakes up to find they are the bones of a victim of cannibalism, attempting to discover empathy for their devourer. The bones of the victim of cannibalism wake up to find they are a 15-year-old girl from Ohio who tried to watch Cannibal Holocaust when her parents went out for the evening. The 15-year-old girl from Ohio wakes up to find she is a painter with weak hearing who sometimes sees visions of mutilated bodies when she closes her eyes and sometimes when she does not close her eyes. The painter with weak hearing wakes up to find she is a deep, dark pit that has developed consciousness and awareness, but there is nothing to be aware of. They all, one by one, go back to sleep. Thank you.